SBS Radio.
Wadamali, I'm Kerrilee Harding, and this is NITV Radio. Now it's time for our regular segment on science and technology with Ray Johnston from NITV. Coming up today, we yarn all things NAIDOC hashtags, the gadget of the week, plus what's new on the list of Earth's bacteria, plus Jupiter's moon is glowing in the dark. Thanks for joining us today, Ray Johnston, Science and Technology Editor at NITV. A couple of things to get through today. First up on our list, there's a number of social media platforms which are doing it all for NAIDOC, Ray.
Oh, so many, and they're doing so much. It's really cool. So TikTok were one of the first off the rank to announce that they were going to be supporting NAIDOC Week, and they're doing that by featuring a bunch of our favourite creators, basically. So you've got people like Cooking with a Koori that teaches you how to make the best bully beef stew and the best Johnny cakes, and he's a barrel of laughs, absolutely. And they're also hosting live performances every night this week. So they've got, like, you know, Baker Boy and Mitch Tambo, whole bunch of people on the platform.
Wow.
Twitch is also using the front page to promote Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander gamers who are streaming all sorts of games throughout this week. And, you know, hitting the front page of Twitch basically means that you're going to get a whole lot of viewers that would otherwise normally never find your channel or your content or your platform. So you've got people that might have had, you know, five or six people dropping in to say hi. They've now got thousands of viewers watching them play games every night this week, and it's been pretty incredible to see. Also, Instagram have come to the party. They've got a whole range of new stickers that you might have seen if you've gone to post some stories. One of them is to buy black. They've got a buy black sticker, which I think is pretty awesome. Big
that
fan of that movement.
Cool. Yeah.
And they've got filters and special templates as well, so that you can share all of your favourite accounts with all of your followers. And you can also use those over on Facebook, which has a celebrating Black Excellence event that they're live streaming this Friday night with a whole bunch of people performing. Spotify has their Black Australia playlist that they kind of roll out every year and give a bit of an update. Even the Apple Store, they've got featured TV shows and movies and apps and music. So the tech community has really come together to help celebrate NAIDOC Week and shine a spotlight on all the Indigenous creators that are doing amazing stuff with their platforms, and it's just so great to see.
It is deadly to see so much is happening on social media for blackfellas, of course, this NAIDOC week. Now we come to our next item for our science and tech segment, Ray. Our gadget of the week. I understand some embargoes have lifted.
Oh, yeah. So I've got two gadgets for you this week, and they are the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X. I've had my hands on these for the last week or so, and let me tell you, they are incredible. It has been 7 years since the last gaming consoles were released.
Wow.
So it's a huge step up in technology. I mean, when you think about how much a phone or a laptop will improve year to year, you're getting 7 years worth of improvements in these consoles. So they're both so much faster. Like the Xbox, for example, is 40 times faster than the last Xbox.
Incredible. Wow.
They're so much more powerful, which means they're capable of running incredibly detailed, beautiful games really quickly. And they're really responsive to everything that you do in the game. Both of these consoles cost $750. Both are big and shaped really differently to any console that's come before it. The PlayStation looks like if someone from the 90s had to design a console from the future. That's how I describe it.
Wow.
it looks like a spacecraft of some sort. And the Xbox literally looks like a big black fridge. They have even lent into the joke on that and made a big black Xbox-themed fridge and sent it out to people as a joke. But I think when we need to look at making a decision really here, because, you know, not all of us are going to have both consoles, you know, we're probably going to be picking one or the other. The big advantage that Xbox has is Game Pass, which is like Netflix for games. So you can access and play from a whole catalogue of games that worked on the original Xbox and the 360 and the Xbox One and the Series X, which is the new one, for a monthly subscription price instead of paying, you know, $100 or $120 for a new game when it drops. It's all included in your subscription. And honestly, that's really hard to go past when it comes for value. Like when you think about kids wanting all the latest games, you know, even me wanting all the latest games, knowing that it's just in that subscription instead of something that I have to pay for is really good. The PlayStation 5, the advantage it has is what I've spoken to you about last time, which is that incredible controller where you can feel everything that your character's doing and the grass beneath their feet and the raindrops falling from the sky and when your weapon gets jammed. And of course, both of these consoles are going to have their exclusive games that are always quite different in style. So if you do have to make a decision, it really comes down to if you're a Halo, Forza, competitive shooter, sports game, racing car kind of gamer, or if you're a, you know, Miles Morales, Spider-Man, Uncharted, action adventure, role playing, you know, story driven kind of gamer. And, you know, I kind of fall into both categories sometimes, depending on what mood I'm in.
There you go. Too deadly to hear the latest developments from PlayStation and, of course, Xbox as well, Ray. Now, I understand some new items have been added to the list of Earth's bacteria. I didn't know we had a list of Earth's bacteria.
We do. We have so many lists of so many things. Like, they're just sitting there in computers, in data centres all over the world. But yeah, Australian scientists have helped boost what we know about the bacteria that live on and around us, which is always a bit gross to think about. They have deciphered the DNA of over 12,000 new species from 52,000 DNA samples that had been collected. And they'd been collected from oceans and soil and animals and even from people. But what they contained was like a mixed up jumble of DNA from all the bacteria that live in that environment. And what the researchers have been able to do is to kind of pull out and deconstruct that DNA of 12,000 single species from this mix. So we now know about 44% more bacteria than we did previously. And these new species will also produce a host of new proteins, which could be a resource for us in the future. And they've also been identified to likely host bacteria for viruses that have been unable to be grown in the lab previously. So it's really going to help with further research. We've obviously had a massive focus on research into viruses this year. So I'm sure there's a lot of research scientists out there that are very pleased to hear this news.
I'm sure they are, Ray, indeed. And our last item on the list today, Jupiter's moon glows in the dark. Tell us more about this, sis.
Yeah, Europa is one of Jupiter's moons. And yeah, the scientists are saying that it can glow visibly. Now, they've found this out by creating a simulation in the lab, which is where a lot of our knowledge of space comes from, actually, because we're not physically out there all the time. And we do receive a lot of our data from satellites and spacecraft that are out there gathering information and sending it back to us. So researchers in NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, they simulated the impact of space radiation on the surface of Europa using salted ice, which is what they believe is on Europa, and it gave off this greenish glow, this greenish light. And they've said that NASA's Europa Clipper mission, which is set to launch in the mid-2020s, I'd say, probably in about 5 years, it might be able to actually spot this in person, so to speak, and use it to better understand the chemical composition of Europa and other bodies out in space. So, yeah. It's got a glowing moon, which is incredible.
There you go. Too deadly indeed. It's been a great segment again this week. Lovely to have you on the program. Ray Johnston, Science and Technology Editor at NITV. We'll catch you next week, sis.
Thanks for having me.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.